I suppose Pat McCracken's told you what's on my mind.
Only that you think one of your clients is being taken for the proverbial sleigh ride by some spiritualist.
As you no doubt know, Mr. Dollar, spiritualism is a recognized, well-established religion.
Sure, of course.
However, as in any other, there are charlatans. And some of these mediums, as they call themselves, take literally millions of dollars every year from people by trickery, by producing weird manifestations that appear to be genuinely supernatural.
Tommy, I know what you mean.
My own mother took a beating from one of those phonies when I was just a kid. You know, promised messages from father after he died, and at 25 bucks a try.
Wow. No wonder you're suspicious of them.
And especially of one Madam Celia Morgana Morgana.
Have you seen this, madam?
No, but I believe you'd better.
Mm-hmm. Have you changed, what's her name, Carol Sharp's policy yet?
No, but I'm afraid I can't stall her much longer.
And you're afraid that once you do change it, Carol ain't going to be long for this world, huh?
It's happened before, darling.
Yeah. Well, I can't just barge in on this Madam Morgana Morgana, announce that I'm an insurance investigator, and then another... Hey, wait a minute. What's the name of this other beneficiary?
Tony Ricardo.
Yeah, who is he?
All I know is what Carol's told me.
Love affair?
Yeah. He sounds like a playboy. They do a lot of nightclubbing together.
Money?
I don't know.
Family?
I don't know that either.
But he's in for 30 of the 110,000 if anything happens to her.
If we change the policy. How are you going to start?
Well, if this Carol Sharp is all Pat McCracken says she is, this case could have a very pleasant beginning. I stuck around with Tommy Green long enough to listen to him verify what Pat had said about Carol's family, wealth, etc. Take a look at a snapshot of her and get her address. Item 3180, taxi to the Bell Towers at 614 East 52nd Street, a magnificent modern apartment hotel at the edge of the East River. Real swank. The place even had its own private docks with several well-kept cruisers tied up and even a small seaplane. Pat, I warn you, this expense account ain't going to be small.
Yes, may I help you, sir?
Yes, you can. I'd like a small apartment for a few days.
Are you alone, sir?
Yes.
Well, we still have a small five-room penthouse suite for $1,500 a month.
Huh?
With complete maid service, of course.
Oh, of course.
And on a minimum one-year lease, of course.
Look, all I want is a bedroom, living room type of thing, and I may be here only a week or so.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm afraid there's nothing we can do for you unless... Tell me, sir, do you have any recommendations from any of our tenants?
Look, I'm an insurance investigator. Here, my card.
Oh.
And I want something as close as possible to Miss Carol Sharp's apartment. But I don't want to have to rob four
private
dance.
Private investigator, did you say?
Yeah, that'll do.
Oh, dear. Surely Miss Sharp can't be in any kind of... Think what it would mean to our reputation, Mr. Dollar.
Stop worrying, will you? She isn't in any kind of trouble. Yet. But for reasons that, well, they don't particularly concern you, I need to be as close to her as I can.
Ah, what a pleasant thought.
And for the same reason, I don't want her to know what my business here is.
Of course. Believe me, Mr. Dollar, I'm the very soul of discretion.
Good. See that you stay that way. Now, have you got a room or two for me?
Oh, let me see. Now, she's in penthouse A on floor 12. There is a two-room on 10, very nice, at $325 a week. With complete service, of course.
Okay, I'll take it.
Very well, just sign this card, please. And, oh, dear, I'm afraid I must have a week in advance.
Oh, sure, sure. What's a measly $325? When the two bellboys who carried up my two bags at a buck apiece settled me in 1013, I must admit the place looked almost worth a tab. Tastefully furnished, spit and polished clean, and with a plate glass panorama view of the bustling East River. Yeah, I wish for a moment that I could afford this sort of lodging. First thing I did was telephone to an old pal.
Detective Division, Sergeant Singer.
Hey, look, Sarge, I need a rundown on a dirty crook.
Who's speaking, please?
He's going around acting like an insurance stick, but he's a crook.
Oh, what's his name?
Dollar, Johnny Dollar. And I tell you, that punk is as crooked as
he
can.
Don't go any further. We know all about him. We got word here in New York that we'll put a stake out on him the minute we spot his hideout.
That copper I can give you.
Good, Johnny. Just where you staying.
Hi, you old reprobate. I'm at the Towers. He's 52nd.
The expense account, huh?
How'd you guess? I want to see you.
In exactly 21 minutes, I'll punch the time clock and be over.
Room 1013.
Right. Oh, and be sure it's with soda.
Easy, boy. Give you any encouragement, you'll want to name the brand of scotch. Item 4, 1220. One bottle of scotch and setups for two.
Sure, Johnny. Knew her from when I was doing a nightclub beat.
And she's lived in town for quite a while, huh?
Yeah, a couple of years at least.
How much do you know about her, Randy?
Not much. She's...